Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me in our Missoula studios today, I have Fernglass Boyd, the music department at the University of Montana and one of the founding members of the String Orchestra of the Rockies, cellist with the organization from the beginning. And also joining us is Carrie Krause, violinist and concertmaster with the Bozeman Symphony, also plays with Apollo's Fire and Seattle Baroque, a number of other ensembles, and with, of course, String Orchestra of the Rockies leading this concert coming up. The concert this evening is entitled La Folia, String Orchestra of the Rockies Musical Folly. I love that. 7:30 performance this evening. So maybe a little bit about putting together this particular performance, one of the major concert weekends for SOR.
This program is a feature for the orchestra itself, as opposed to featuring a brought-in soloist. And so in speaking with Fern and brainstorming repertoire, we decided to feature a number of works from the Baroque period centered around one particularly effective piece, La Folia. And the arrangement we're doing is by Vivaldi. We're going to be doing two other Baroque pieces, one by a composer that's not very well known today, but was certainly very well known in his day. Lorenzi was the director at San Marco in Venice, and that will open our program. And then the other Baroque piece that we'll be doing is by a composer named Falconieri, who worked in Parma and Naples. Yeah, he was a lute player, and his piece is very descriptive, programmatic about a battle with horses and thrusts of swords and a victory at the end, followed by a love song, when the soldier returns back home.
Sounds lovely. And Fern, this is obviously a symphonic weekend all across our listening area. Lots of the symphony orchestra is performing. String Orchestra of the Rockies is unique, certainly, in the size of the ensemble, a smaller string ensemble, but also in the sense that you really pull from this amazing pool of talent all across the state.
Yeah, we're so lucky. Montana just is bursting with talent, and we get to play with the best of the best. So we come together four times a year in Missoula, and we play these concerts. This is quite an interesting collection of people for this concert. It's lovely to have Carrie on board as our acting leader for this one. She has so much Baroque experience. She just completed a graduate degree at Juilliard for early music performance, and so she's bringing all this wonderful expertise. It's so fresh in her performance chops. And we're going to get to share that with Missoula, which is just quite wonderful. We have people coming from Salt Lake. We have somebody coming from Boston area for this concert. So we're just very excited to bring wonderful players together for this weekend and to bring this music to life.
So you actually did then put together kind of a special group, if you will, with you, of course, leading Carrie, to do this particular program, the Baroque music and this kind of variety, right?
We really did. It was kind of fun, actually, to get all these personalities on stage.
Well, talk a little bit about your love of the Baroque music and the fact that you've really have worked a lot with various early music ensembles and Baroque music ensembles, and it certainly has become a passion for you.
Absolutely. I guess what most initially made me fall in love with it was the idea that we don't know what it sounded like. There's a lot of evidence that we can pull from in terms of the actual instruments that were used, the iconography, writings, treatises, and the scores themselves. But we don't really know what it sounded like. So you can kind of geek out on those clues, but ultimately it comes back to your personal thoughts about the music and the idea that there is no right and wrong in it. It just should sound fresh and inventive as it was conceived back then. So that's what I try to bring to the music, is this kind of personal quality and feeling that, you know, what's happening right now is completely because of the musicians on stage and the audience and the place that we're playing it.
And there seems to be a movement of sorts of more and more recordings on period instruments and lots of emphasis in that. But I think there's also the ongoing reinterpretation of, as you say, of music that you really don't know what it was like. And so we're creating, you know, the music may have been composed hundreds of years ago, and yet you're creating a new experience for the listeners today. Tonight, in this case. Fern, if people want tickets, at the door is the best option for tonight?
Yeah, I think that we'll have tickets at the door. The box office opens at 6:45. So please come and join us. It's going to be an incredible evening. It's not just the Baroque music, which is just incredibly exciting and descriptive, but we're kind of mixing it up a little bit. We're going to have saxophones on stage with us for this one. We're going to explore some 20th century music that was written not that long ago. And sort of binding it all together is this theme of creating a beautiful music composition around one main melody and having that melody thread through from beginning to end and bring unity to the piece, even with all kinds of variety in the sound and the instruments and the tempos and the meters. And that melodic unity is what ties it all together.
Well, the String Orchestra of the Rockies performs four times a year. The final concert of the season will be May 1st, Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m., and they'll be performing tonight, 7:30, that's Sunday, February 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall on the U of M Missoula campus to see the String Orchestra of the Rockies. For tickets and information, best to go to the door, or you can visit the website sormt.org for more information as well. I've been speaking with Fern Glass Boyd, one of the founding members of the String Orchestra of the Rockies, and Carrie Krause is here as well, concertmaster of the Bozeman Symphony and leader of this concert. Nice to speak with both of you.
Thanks,
Michael. Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.